Thank you, Carolyn, and thank you, Dominic. Now it's time for our as-yet-unnamed section of Quickfire Astronomy Facts. But this is actually the last time that it will go without a name, as we want you to pick our name for us. We've had lots of good suggestions, and I've put my favourites into a poll at thenakedscientists.com/vote. And now it's up to you to decide which one wins. We'll announce your decision in next month's podcast. But now, everything you need to know about relativity.
Relativity was born in 1905 when Albert Einstein published a seminal work titled On the Electrodynamics of Moving Bodies.
As that name suggests, Einstein analysed the electronic behaviour of particles moving at high speed.
But he realised that the implications of his theory extended way beyond that original motivation.
In the same year that Einstein laid this groundwork for relativity,
he also discovered a crucial foundation of quantum theory.
Explained how a bit of dust moves around in the air by constant bombardment from microscopic air molecules.
And used his new relativity theory to show that E equals mc squared.
It was the lesser-known Hermann Minkowski who later showed that Einstein's ideas could be expressed in the beautiful mathematical language of space-time.
Einstein went on to spend 8 years worrying that Newton's laws of gravity were not compatible with Minkowski's space-time,
ultimately leading him to his 1915 paper, which introduced general relativity, a new version of gravity
that was not only compatible with, but actually founded on Minkowski's idea of space-time.
Einstein predicted a whole load of counterintuitive effects from his relativity theories.
If you travel at 100 miles per hour for 100 years, your watch will lose 35 microseconds compared to an identical watch left stationary.
But if you sit still for 100 years on a stepladder 100 metres tall, the tiny difference in gravity means your watch will gain 35 microseconds compared to an identical watch on the ground.
So, clocks on high-altitude orbiting satellites should lose 7 microseconds per day because they're orbiting so fast.
But should gain 45 microseconds per day because they're so high up. So an overall gain of 38 microseconds per day.
A prediction that's been verified again and again in experiments and is actually used every time a satellite navigation system calculates its location.
General relativity is the key building block of our modern understanding of space and the universe.
It explains why Mercury's orbit does not quite agree with the prediction from Newton's gravity.
It correctly describes how the path of light is bent when it passes near massive objects, everything from stars to galaxy clusters.
It predicts gravitational waves, the existence of which has been indirectly confirmed by watching how the rate of pulsars changes with time.
It also gives us a framework to describe the universe from a tiny fraction of a second through to today, 13.6 billion years on.
For instance, describing precisely how the overall expansion of the universe is affected by the gravitational pull of matter within the universe.
Leading to exact predictions which match the real universe in exquisite detail.
But relativity can't be a complete theory of space-time and gravity.
The combination of Einstein's original relative theory with quantum mechanics gives quantum field theory the incredibly successful theory of fundamental physics.
But the combination of general relativity with quantum mechanics leads to mathematical nonsense.
Meaning that gravity can't be accommodated within quantum mechanics.
Which troubled Einstein for the rest of his life.
And has led to a myriad of speculative mathematical ideas, like string theory and loop quantum gravity.
None of which have yet been experimentally confirmed or rejected by cosmologists or physicists.
There are even more fast facts on our site at thenakedscientists.com/astronomy. If there's a topic that you would like to get the high-speed lowdown on, then do get in touch. astronomy@thenakedscientists.com.
Expand your mind and Neptune in. Naked Astronomy, the stellar space science show. For more episodes of this programme, look us up online at nakedscientists.com/astronomy.